team of judges, prosecutors, public defenders, and other experts from the United States have been in Baghdad for the last month. They're helping rebuild Iraq's judicial system. Gilbert Merritt, a federal judge in the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, is part of that effort. In a telephone interview from Baghdad, he says Saddam Hussein did much to subvert Iraq's century-old tradition of law, and the recent war left Iraq's court system in shambles.
The facilities here have been looted, and we're trying to find good courthouses to fix up, and we found some. And the other thing is to go through the judges and see which ones of them are good and which are need to be dispensed with.
What about religious leaders? Don't a number of them want to be judges? Do they have any patience with a civil justice system?
I've interviewed all 21 of the members of the Supreme Court of Iraq, and some are Shia, some are Sunni, some are Turkmen, and they are unanimous in the view that they want a secular system.
Well, central to the U.S. system is the Constitution. I mean, are you...
Absolutely.
What about in Iraq?
Well, that's the same system that the Iraqi jurists want to adopt. Around the world, not just in Iraq, but most places, the judiciary in the United States is kind of a model. That is to say, the judiciary with judicial review and civil liberties, that's what the legal profession here, and I think the thinking people here want to adopt.
Are you involved in writing the Constitution for Iraq?
Well, no, because the Iraqi people should write the Constitution themselves. But we should help them proceed to adopt a Constitution. There are several different ways to do that. For example, the British, in the Constitution of Iraq of 1925, drafted a constitution and submitted it to a constitutional national assembly elected. People made amendments to the suggestions that the British made and came out with a pretty good constitution. The other way to do it is on the model of our constitutional convention in 1787, where a convention of people went to Philadelphia and drafted a constitution from the beginning. My guess is that the second model will be followed here, although that's not established.
Your assignment in Iraq is nearly over. Do you think you've been able to do something that will last after you've gone and the next group comes along, the next stage of Iraqi development?
I think we can stabilize the situation, and if a stable, constitutional, democratic form of probably parliamentary government is adopted, and we stay here long enough to put it in place, there is every evidence that prosperity will be the result, but we can't see the future. We did it in two places in the past successfully, Germany and Japan, and of course, the different conditions there. But Japan had never had a real tradition, not as much of a tradition of a democratic form of government as Iraq had under the British and under the Hashemite kings. So there's some reason for hope when we look at history.
Judge Gilbert Merritt in Baghdad, helping rebuild Iraq's judicial system. He is a federal judge in the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and he lives in Nashville, Tennessee.